Europe has been hit by the fallout of the subprime crisis, as this week proved once again. European markets have been volatile all week and turned dramatic in London. There, traders floated rumors that a big mortgage lender was in trouble. And like the U.S., some homeowners in Britain who took out big mortgages are finding it harder to make their payments. NPR's Rob Gifford begins his report at the home of one of them.
This is my living room. We went for a 70s feel. As you might have noticed, it's bright orange and we have got original 70s G-Plan furniture, which we're very proud about, but which we found really cheaply.
29-year-old Jessica Shepherd gives a guided tour of her small terraced house in the city of Leicester. She and her boyfriend bought the house 2 years ago on a 35-year mortgage, fixed rate for the first 2 years. Their problem, and the problem of many first-time buyers in Britain, was that they had no deposit. No problem, said Northern Rock, the bank that has since been taken over by the British government. We'll lend you the full 100% plus another 25% of its value so that you can decorate it and pay the legal fees.
It was always going to happen, really, wasn't it? I mean, banks have been lending people money, so much more than they can afford. It was probably stupid. I wouldn't have given us a mortgage. 125%, I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have given 125% mortgages out. Where's the extra 25% come from? It doesn't come from anywhere, does it?
Shepherd's case is multiplied thousands of times across Britain, though not always with the same philosophical effect on the borrower. Shepherd and her boyfriend simply can't find a mortgage company that will give them a low fixed rate, so they'll have to resort to the higher floating mortgage rate and scrimp and save to try to meet the payments. If not, they'll have to sell. Mortgage lenders have been flooded with applications from people like Jessica Shepherd trying to renegotiate their mortgage rate, to the point that several, such as the Bath Building Society, have withdrawn almost their entire range of mortgage products. Dick Jenkins is its chief executive.
We've been getting inquiries in recent weeks and days at several times our normal level, and there's only so far you can take that before service starts to be impacted. Now, we don't want to get to that level, so we've actually decided to withdraw our product range before we get to that point.
It's a challenge not just in Britain, but right across Europe, especially in countries like Spain and Ireland, where there's been a huge housing boom that's now turning to bust.
I think it would be surprising if we didn't see some European banks get into fairly serious trouble.
Alan Ahern of the National University of Ireland was formerly a senior economist at the US Federal Reserve. He says the housing problems across the continent have come at the same time as a number of other economic problems, such as the rise in value of the euro that has affected exports. In some European countries, such as France and Germany, there have been plenty of problems. German banks have bought mortgage-backed securities from US lenders, for instance. But generally, Ahern says, in these countries, where there hasn't been such a housing boom and where there's more regulation and less reckless lending, the fallout has been less severe.
There are certainly structural problems in the European economy. These are well known, with labour market inflexibility and some other problems where product market deregulation is needed. But the fact that they hadn't gone through the property booms and busts, I think, does mean that they should be in a slightly stronger position.
The sheer volatility of the situation in Britain was shown dramatically on Wednesday. Rumours began to fly on London trading floors that Britain's biggest mortgage lender, HBOS, was seeking billions of dollars of support from the Bank of England, just as the doomed Northern Rock Bank did last year. Shares nosedived before HBOS and the Bank of England firmly denied the rumours. The government financial watchdog, the Financial Services Authority, is now investigating whether rogue traders falsely planted the rumours to take advantage of the jittery financial climate here in order to make money. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.